Welcome to the 240th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Rutherford. Stay tuned for my interview with Gerald DePego, author of Write, Find the Truth in Your Fiction. Stay tuned for the interview. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Gerald DePego, author of Write, Find the Truth in Your Fiction. Gerald is the author of 33 produced screenplays, 5 novels, 2 produced plays, and a drawer full of poetry. Gerald, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Sure. Well, I just explained in detail your writing experience to date. Given your writing success and your book on writing that has been published, is there one kind of overall lesson or message that you've learned yourself over the years that has helped you improve your own writing?
Yes, which is really why I wrote the book, because I felt that out of all this work and study and doing it again, I developed a method that I call emotional realism. And that's, so I think to me, that's the center of all this that I'm doing and putting out in the book, is the ability to make fiction feel real by digging down into the human truth of things. And so I think that's the most important thing for me.
And how do you do that on the page? Could you give a specific example?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the little exercises I take people through is, I say, for instance, if you have a scene where a woman is being chased down the dark street by a man who wants to harm her, be that woman. Don't just write it from your head and your, you know, from the outside. Don't just describe it. But go inside that woman and be her. And when you've dug down deep enough, and then come back and written the scene, it's going to be different. It's going to be stronger because you're writing from the inside and you're using emotion and not just your brain.
Sure. Well, when you originally moved to LA, was it difficult for you to break into the movie business and get producers and agents to read your screenplays?
Oh, sure. It's always, it's almost always a struggle. It took about a year and a half, and that doesn't sound like very long, but I came here with my first wife, my first child, and a certain amount of savings. So after a year and a half, it was getting a bit critical, but it happened. I did bring a script with me, and I showed it around everywhere I could, and it finally landed on the right desk. And the door that opened for me was to come into Universal Studios and rewrite some of the movies of the week that they already had in the pipeline, but that the overall producer of these movies for Universal wasn't satisfied with the scripts. And he had read the script I came out to LA with, and because of that, it opened the door and I got a rewrite jobs that led to writing from scratch for movies of the week.
Sure. And what had led you to write that original screenplay that you came out to LA with? Was there a process for you of where you started prose and fiction and then decided to move into screenplays? What kind of motivated you to write that first screenplay?
Yeah, I had been mostly writing prose, but I was in Chicago and I got a job. When I went to grad school, I studied film writing also, but I made my money. I supported myself doing other things, and I had this idea because I worked at home and my wife was teaching school, and I was with our little son and taking him to the park among all these mothers with their kids. And I love to think inside people's heads. I was thinking, what do these mothers think? They probably think I'm either a divorced dad or you know, what could be the answer here when they look at me and wonder? And I'm thinking, well, gee, maybe they're thinking, you know, maybe my wife suddenly passed away, and this is me, and I'm raising this little boy now. And it just generated this idea that moved me a lot about, you know, the sudden death of a young wife and a young man, and he has this 2-year-old, and he's in the park. And I wrote a story about his first day back in the world after 2 weeks of just, you know, being blasted with the news and all that. This is his first day back at the world, and he's going to take his kid to the park. He's going to take the kid to the grandparents. He's going to go to work for the first time. So I made the whole script, you know, take place in a day with that original deep feeling of you know, loss. And that was my screenplay. It was called Monday One, you know, and it has never, I've sold it twice. It's never been produced, but it opened a lot of doors for me.
Sure. When you work with writing students or novice writers, are there common mistakes that you see repeatedly in their writing?
That's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I wanted to point out the wrong roads and the right roads. And, you know, for instance, it feels to me when I read some early writers in their work that they're really writing not exactly from life. They're writing from what they've seen in movies or read in books. And I'm saying that's not the way to go. It feels like a copy. It doesn't feel real. And one way to make it feel real is if you're doing a story about policemen or people harvesting crops, go in among them. Go in and see the world through their eyes, and you'll start writing with just the ring of human truth rather than information you've gleaned somewhere on the internet or whatever. But that's just one of the tips I give people, is to go in among your characters, go in among the world you're going to create on the page and see what it's like.
Sure. Well, I know, as we talked about, you had 33 screenplays produced, and your latest was in 2014. I wonder, and you've obviously been working in the business for a while. I wonder, are there directors or movies recently in the last 2, 3, 4 years that still excite you about cinema and the movies?
Oh, yeah, that always comes around. There's always one or two. Last year it was Birdman, or the year before, whatever it was.
Right,
Birdman
right.
was one of those movies that I thought, wow, they were so brave. They broke a lot of ground, and I was riveted by that film. I've seen it maybe 3 times now.
Sure. So how do you recommend to writers that they improve their work? Do you suggest that they focus on self-editing or joining a writing group or workshop of some kind?
Well, you know, that comes down to whatever you need. You know what I mean? I've always been kind of a loner, and I've always more or less learned by doing and by reading. You just read all you can of the really good stuff out there. It inspires and it teaches. And reading good books and watching fine movies is a way of going to writing school for me. And so, that's what I recommend.
Sure. So when you sit down to write, are there ever days that you need to do something to jumpstart the writing process for yourself?
Yeah, I usually jumpstart it by reading what I wrote the day before. And I find that just sinks me inside. So I really start the day with editing. I start the day with an editing and fine-tuning of yesterday's work. By the time I've reached the end of that, I'm really inside it again. So I can just push on into the new work. So that's my little trick.
Gotcha. So when you have an idea for a screenplay or a story, do you immediately start writing it, or do you give the story time to develop in your mind?
I have to do that. I have to start developing it in my mind and see my way through a beginning, middle, and end. Not the details, but the emotional line. I need to build that emotional train, let's say, that's going to take me from beginning to end, and I need to know where I'm going and what it all means, you know. So that takes a lot of thinking before I could imagine sitting down and starting to write. I mean, others may do it differently, but no, I don't trust that. I don't just jump into the writing until I know the depth of what I'm writing and the depth I want it to seek. You know, even if it's a comedy, I mean, I want to go inside and build it from the inside, and then I can begin putting it down on paper.
Sure. And on that note, do you have advice or thoughts on outlining and plotting a story or screenplay?
I used to be more particular about outlining. I used to outline everything, and I'm a little more seat of the pants now, I think because I've been doing it for so long. But to me, outlining is good in a general way or even a meticulous way, as long as you leave room for inspiration and surprises. An outline shouldn't lock you into anything. It's just a guidebook. It's just a guiding map. But you should leave yourself free for surprises. And you'll find whole scenes in your outline that you just jettison, and then a new scene will strike you. So leave room for all that, and don't be a slave to an outline. But it's good to work it all out, and along that process of working it out, you get a lot of ideas, even snippets of dialogue and jokes and the shocking scenes and the emotion, you know. All that comes to you while you're putting it all together, and that's the gold.
Sure. Well, earlier you talked about reading. Are there books and authors that inspire your own writing?
Oh yeah, every time I read, yeah, there's just further inspiration every time. Most recently, Anthony Doerr wrote All the Light We Cannot See, and I read Ian McEwan's books. Just terrific language, amazing language. And Sebastian Barry, an Irish writer, just great gifts. And it's a kind of training. Elizabeth Gilbert with The Art of Hearing Heartbeats. I mean, these are great learning platforms as well as great reads.
Sure. What are you working on now?
Well, I have on my shelf a couple of manuscripts of novels that I never published. And my favorite one I'm pulling out and blowing the dust off of and saying, I'm going to tackle this. It's been 15 years. I think I'm a better writer now. I try to be learning and growing all the time. So maybe I can take my favorite story and redo it with everything I've learned in 15 years and get it published. So that's my challenge.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Gerald DePego, author of Write, Find the Truth in Your Fiction. The book is available in bookstores now, so go grab a copy. And Gerald, thanks for doing this interview.
Okay, I just want to remind you, Jeff, that it's an ebook. It's an ebook, so they can get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and all the e-reader sites, and then it'll come in on their device, their reading devices.
Great. So that'll be great. They can look for it as an ebook. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.